Today on the podcast, we have the lovely Kathleen Berry back for our second Moon Chat. Hey, welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the gorgeous and snowy Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I truly appreciate you all being a part of this community, and if you do enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe, rate, leave a review on iTunes, and of course, the best one to do is to share with a friend. I truly appreciate it. As we've been getting started in 2019, it's been a little slow with podcast episodes. I'm getting a lot of new things in the works, including new classes over in Ballston, over at the Teal Center. They're going to be Saturday morning classes, and these classes, I think, are going to be recorded for the podcast, which is amazing. And so I haven't been recording them in anticipation of getting these other classes started, but podcast will be ramping up soon in 2019. Thank you for your patience. There are so many old episodes to check out if you haven't yet already. And thank you.
Kathleen.
I'm here.
Oh my gosh, we're here. Okay. Welcome. Thank you for joining our Moon Chat.
Of course.
And we've been working technical stuff. I think this is going to work this time. I think this is going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Okay. So where we were at is, I was saying, one, been thinking so much about our previous Moon Chat and how beautiful it was, and loving saying super blood wolf moon and having people look at me like I'm nuts. And it's been very, very wonderful. And I was just asking you if there's any big let goes that came up for you as a result of our super blood wolf moon.
Right. Yeah. No. So nothing super poignant or, you know, direct, like not a big event that happened, but definitely a lot of introspection and a lot of sort of overthinking. Yeah. Emotions for me. How about you?
Yeah, there's been a lot of emotions over the last couple of weeks. And some of the things that came up with for me in these last couple of weeks were trying to let go of fear and letting go of fear as a bad thing. And so letting go of this way that I've framed my relationship to fear, and instead saying, oh, fear can just be a signpost. It can still be a move forward. It doesn't have to be a stop sign. And that's been really interesting. And the other piece relates to trust in my body. You know, and a bunch of people know, I had a root canal about 2 weeks ago or about a week and a half ago. And that was like emergency root canal, like was not expecting it. It was in like incredible pain. But technically I have known something is wrong with this tooth since approximately July 15th. So, you know, it's taken me this long and I kind of knew what was wrong with it, but I wasn't really sure. And of course, some of it relates to information. Like I kind of just didn't even know what a root canal was or how do you know if you need one? So like that a special dentist does it. Like I had no idea about these things. So not too much blame, but I realized I had to get to a really, really painful place for me to say, oh, you know, maybe I should get this checked out. And oh, maybe there's actually something wrong. And so kind of trusting the sensations in my body, and especially not to turn those sensations into blame, like, oh, Sam, what'd you do to mess up your tooth? But rather like, hey, body needs some help right now. Do you want to help it out?
Yeah.
And kind of keep things that way. So really very, very good super blood wolf moon. And I think it's very fascinating since when are we at the new moon? Probably next day or two?
The 4th, February 4th.
February 4th, exactly. So 3 days from now. And it kind of felt that switch yesterday. Like I kind of started to feel that switch of like, oh, wait, I'm ready to cultivate and like grow new things again. And so that I thought was really fascinating to feel kind of energetic switch.
Yeah, I love that. I have to tell you, I didn't tell you this in person yet either, but a friend of mine who's also a coworker who has a pretty Libra dominant as well, also had to have out of the blue dental surgery in the past week, which I just find to be fascinating. So I wanted to share that with you because I was like, oh my gosh, my friend Sam had to do that too. So the new moon is on Monday, and what I love and I just want to like share with you is that it is in Aquarius. So our full moon was in Leo. So this is about a 6 month forward looking that is the Aquarius sign. So they're kind of, they're polar opposites in a way.
Interesting.
So yeah, so the fact that you felt the shift could, I mean, it makes sense because it's a much different energy. Leo is like living out loud, personal power, you know, elegance and kind of flashy. Whereas Aquarius is like our social justice warrior. They're all about the best of the group, not the best for the individual. Much more introspective and sort of like studious and education minded. So
fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so interesting because especially like literally this morning I started talking to Sean, talking to my husband about this this project that I want to do, which is like this mindful morning event that happens once a month, and there's chapters in other parts of the country. It's through this Charter for Compassion that's like a worldwide charter about creating more community and more social justice minded and mindful communities. And so like that's so crazy that like in the last 24 hours I'm like, you know, you're trying to bring people together in good and learning and, you know, and creating that together. So that is like super crazy and fascinating.
That is really, I mean, synchronicity is real, I have to say.
Oh my God.
Well, and so, and you, we talked about this last time, we touched on it, you know, full moons are great times for letting go, for wrapping up. And so now we're in a new moon phase, which is, it's great for initiation. It's great for new projects. One thing I read, and I love to give credit where credit's due. I found this article by, she's called themoonwoman.com. So very fitting for this podcast. She wrote something that really resonated with me is that new moons are a really potent window of time for manifesting your highest vision, especially because this new moon's in Aquarius. So let's say we're in Capricorn. So if you know a little bit about the signs, you know, for example, earth signs are going to be more detail oriented. They're more grounded. They're more about what's happening here on the physical plane on earth, in your daily life. Mm-hmm. Aquarius is, and because it's the 11th sign of the 12 signs, is a bit more mature and a bit more, mature isn't the right word, but what I'm trying to say is a bit more high-minded, let's say like more crown chakra-ish.
Yes.
So your Aquarius mindset and your Aquarius, like just like you said, sort of manifestations and new goals would be really well suited to be bigger than just yourself. What's the best? What's the best for the whole, for the collective? And what can you do individually to contribute to that is a great way to sort of write intentions down.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so if we're making our intentions for new moon to kind of just keep an eye on the impact that they have on others or the way that they relate to others, is that what you would say?
Yeah, it's that we in the whole, but if we can envision what we want the whole to be, then we're more likely to act in sort of like a right path or right course of action. Because we're focused on the big picture. And it's like, if you focus on the big picture, then the actions you need to do on a daily basis will come.
Oh, I really love that. I mean, it kind of is fitting. I've been thinking a lot, you know, February, Valentine's Day, all the heart, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I really love, one of the etymologies I really love, and I got this from Brian Johnson of Optimize.me, he talks about how hero, the actual Greek term that hero comes from, is love for two. And the idea that being a hero is about being able to show up like enough for yourself and for the people around you. So a hero, again, has enough love for two, has that collective in mind, you know, can take care of even more than just him or herself, but actually can take the minds of others in I think. And I think that's so beautiful and so needed right now in our world. Because I think it's really, really hard. It's really easy to get caught up with our own bubble and in like our own bubble afloat and like whole and like not popping and feeling good. And then, you know, that's when we say, oh, I can't possibly have time to do blank, to give blank, to share blank, like because we're so caught in self and in some of those details and some of that earthiness.
Totally. No, I love that. That is, and it kind of calls to mind another point that I was reading up on as I was looking into this new moon, which is another aspect of Aquarius, in addition to being all about the collective, really is about celebrating diversity. And like, what better time than Black History Month? And what better time than a month that's really devoted around love? It's the shortest month of the year, but I think it's going to pack a powerful punch from what I'm reading for a lot of us. But just the idea, like, your Aquarian friends or folks you know who have Aquarian dominant charts, like, they're a little weird. And weird is a wonderful thing. I am an Aquarius rising, and that's like something I've really leaned into as I've gotten older. And my brother's an Aquarius. So just the ones I meet, you know, there are certain signs you resonate with just because, I don't know, they make sense to you. And it kind of like, Aquarius is like, fly your freak flag in the best way possible. Celebrate it, because what you're going to do is authentically bring like-minded people into your circle or into your world. And especially if you're trying to initiate new things or new projects, or really look out for the greater good of our country, our earth, all of it. Maybe it's in your community, attracting like-minded people who really believe in what you say and who accept you as who you are is like the greatest gift you can have. So.
Please remind me So when are Aquarians born?
They are. Yes. So we're actually in Aquarius season. It just started a couple days ago. And it goes through about the third week of this month.
Okay. So that's our Aquarius folks. And a lot of them tend to appreciate and understand that, what you're saying of the diversity of the inclusion. How interesting. It's so beautiful. I love kind of the thing that's also coming out for me a lot with, you know, learning more about astrology, same thing that kind of came out for me with Ayurveda and the three different doshas is like, everyone's awesome. Like there's no like, I wish I was an Aquarius. Like every once in a while, I wish I was a Scorpio. Like for like 3 minutes, like amazingly enough, I don't know why, but on the other hand, like everyone is really amazing. And I really love that. It's beautiful to know that about the Aquarians. Aquarians.
Yeah. We're in the age of Aquarius too, which is like, it's like as a collective, we are shifting from the age of, I think it was the age of Pisces. So just like Pisces is ruled by Neptune, and Neptune can be very murky. I mean, it's very like dreamy, ethereal, but also things can get lost in the mix. I mean, it makes sense that in our earthly history, we've had a lot of wars and murkiness around social justice at that time. I'm just thinking of like historically World War I, World War II, like a lot of confusion, a lot of people getting lost because they didn't have like a single point of focus. But in the age of Aquarius, it really is like we're waking up, we're becoming more conscious of really what's right and wrong, and from an ethical standpoint, a human rights standpoint. And that's part of why, like, we're going through the muck now. I know I'm getting super esoteric, but you got me going. So, but like, we're going through the muck now as like a human race in a way. But this is part of the process of waking up, is like seeing, feeling, reliving things that are really difficult and uncomfortable. Because if you can move through it, and this is something I think you so eloquently teach in your classes and what you've said at the beginning of the podcast, like fear is just information. It's an indicator. It's not, you don't have to get lost in it. And in a Neptunian world or sort of outlook, it's easy to get lost in it because you just think victim or me. But with Aquarius energy, it's very like, you know what? I'm not putting up with that anymore. I'm setting boundaries. I'm surrounding myself with positive influences, and I no longer can accept things that do not serve my highest path. So I just love that, like, sort of, it's a fixed energy. I mean, Aquarians are like, I know what I need. I know what I want. I know who I like, and I know who I don't. There's not a lot of in between with them, which can be harsh, but it can also be really supportive when you're seeking humanity. Like, what a wonderful thing to have. Like, I know what I want.
Yeah. And I love that, you know, I find it almost like a paradox though, because like, so when you talk about that and someone that's like, I know what I want, I know what I need, I'm like, oh my God, that sounds awesome. And I think it's so fascinating because I was so surprised when I learned that Virgo was an earth sign, because I was like, I do not feel earthy, my friend. Like, I feel all over the place, scattered Vata lady. And it's interesting that you said then that the Aquarians, that they're higher up, they're more ether, they're more esoteric, and yet they also have this really strong groundedness of knowing themselves. And so, I mean, maybe that's just the balancing forces at work, but I think that's really fascinating that they have this knowing while also being kind of high up and ethereal in some ways.
Right. And that's just something like a fun fact I have learned as I've gotten deeper into astrology is, you know, there's 12 signs and it's sort of a wheel. It's a cycle. You can think of it as Aries begins the cycle, the beginning of spring. And then it concludes with Pisces at the end of winter. And so being the 11th sign, and just what I've learned is on the wheel of astrology, there is sort of, it's kind of like the hero's journey or the maturation process, which it's not to say Pisces is more mature than Aries, although they could be, they might be, who knows. I would disagree as an Aries, but that's fine. But it's the idea that, you go from being super physical, in the physical realm to ascending up, like you said, into the higher realms, the more crown chakra, third eye chakra area. So like, even when you think about what's ruled by the body, like Aries starts with the head. So it's like, you're real in your head, you're ego centric. Mm-hmm. And by the time you get to Pisces, it goes down to the feet. It's very interesting.
That is really fascinating that then physically works in an opposite way. And I think it just underlined your point of like, it doesn't mean that Aquariuses are better than Virgos and Virgos are better than Aries or anything like that because of the order, just like the hero's journey. You do it again and again and again. So the hero's journey is never finished. You never achieve 100% full enlightenment. You overcome one obstacle. You've gone through a hero's journey on one thing. And then suddenly you have a new obstacle or you have a new thing and there's a new level to evolve. So, you know, the Aries could be 5 hero's journeys ahead of the Aquarius, but just at a different part of that stage. So part of that journey that they're on. So I think that's I really love that comparison to the hero's journey in the way that the signs are laid out. I think that's a really fascinating one. I mean, I'm always thinking, okay, what's our purpose here? What are we doing here in this world? And my answer is we're here to evolve in some way, shape or form. We're here to learn some lesson. And I love that then framework of, hey, okay, like, you know, Aries right at the beginning, like, okay, you're here to learn a call. Like you're here to figure out the call in the first place, you know, Virgo somewhere in the middle. I would say, yeah, I'm kind of figuring out, you know, who are those mentors? Who is the trust? And how do I move forward past all the demons that I see? Aquarian might be there. I don't know. Maybe it's the final call. I'm starting to drop the analogy a little bit because I don't have it all mapped out. But I think it's really fascinating. Just another way to couch what are you facing and what are you doing?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I damn. And it's like you're given or you're born with sort of, you know, aspects of your personality that are just innate. And then part of that journey is to call upon, well, where am I out of balance? And this very much goes into your Ayurvedic teaching. Like if I'm too air sign, if I have too much rationality and logic, and I'm not as in touch with my emotions and my groundedness, you know, I'm going to come off as cold and I'm going to come off as a know-it-all and, you know, kind of bossy and detached. And that's kind of going back to our conversation last week, like that's how I initially got really into astrology because it was for me at first, know thyself. And it's always an exciting journey to be like, wow, that is kind of what I'm like. That resonates with me. But then to find out, you know, I have siblings who are all very different from me. I have an Aquarian brother, a Capricorn sister, and a Cancer sister. And we're all, it's funny, we're all cardinal signs. So we're all the beginning of our seasons. But we're all stubborn AF. I mean, like we all think we're right all the time. Yeah. And so astrology became a way for me to understand like, wait, well, why do you think you're right? And it's because you're coming from as a Cancer, an emotional center. And it's like, you pick up on vibes, you get it in that way. Whereas I'm like a very action oriented person. So I'm willing to like say, you know what, let's not dwell in the past. Let's move forward. But when you're with someone who's a water sign, they're like, no, we need to talk about it. Like, let's hash it out. Let's really get our feelings out there. So just interesting.
Yeah. And I'm thinking like, and then like to throw in like Virgo Sam in here, I'm like, oh yeah. And I want to like sit and analyze and understand where every single person is coming from. And once we understand where every single person is coming from, we will come to a consensus that everyone will love.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Because we will all understand each other intellectually, and you know, and all the details will be collected, and no one will step on anyone else's toes because they'll understand every single person's triggers and every, you know,
right.
Like if we have more data, there will be no problem.
Right. I love it.
Oh my God. That is so beautiful. Wow. Okay. I'm so glad. The other last thing that I forgot to say is I kind of wanted to ask you about the age of Aquarius, but I was like just singing the hair song in my head. And I was like, I don't know if that was real or if those were just lyrics. So I'm like, that was like a real thing.
It
I
is. Was,
like, I'm way too nervous to ask about it. So
no, I'm so glad it came up organically. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing. So, okay. So new moon in Aquarius, we're setting some intentions, and it sounds like we want to send some intentions and think about our intentions couched in the greater world beyond us. And how can we also connect to those people around us? Is that true?
Yes, I would say that is perfect. And just here's a word that I love that like resonates with me, like oneness. How with an Aquarian new moon, like how can we become as a collective more one? And then what's my role individually?
And then one quick question, just kind of understanding the intention behind it, is the idea of us setting the intention in that way, is it because of how the energy is, it's more likely for it to come to fruition? Or this is just a great reminder for us to step out of ourselves? Like, does that question make sense? Like,
it does.
Of setting that intention in this way in February versus in June.
Right. And so it has to do with just the fact that the moon is located in that, like in the night sky within the constellation of Aquarius. So what it does is give you an aspect. So from an energetic level, you know, if you really look into the energies of just us as matter, humans as matter, and then Earth as matter, and then the cosmos as the great matter, the way that those planets are moving and the influence the moon has, it's like, because the moon's an emotionally tied orb, if you will, it's not a planet, but it's an orb, it's going to have a bigger strength, greater strength to manifest whatever intention you put out there that aligns to the constellation within, like, that it's located in. Does that make sense?
Yes, 100%. Yes.
Okay.
Totally makes sense. Yeah, so it's just going to help push things forward. I think it is just nuts, like, that... Again, the synchronicity that like the things you're talking about, this oneness, I mean, that's what's been like in my brain like for the last like 3 or 4 days. And it's just fascinating how it all comes together. And I'm just so grateful that we do these chats, Miss Kathleen.
Me too. You are in tune, Miss Virgo. You got that grounded energy.
Girl, I gotta try. I've been working on it. So, my friends, if you are not already following Miss Kathleen Berry on Instagram, it's KBB323. You can also check her teaching at Spark on Wednesday nights, Friday nights, and Saturday afternoons over in Arlington. Anything else you want to throw out there to our people before we sign off today, Kathleen?
No, just thanks for listening, and thanks, Sam.
Hey, girl, you are so welcome. I am grateful because I'm learning so much, and it's helping me also not feel crazy for some of these intentions that I'm wanting to set. Like, I'm like, oh, shoot. Let's really make this happen. So it's awesome. So I really appreciate it. Much love, girl. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please do let us know how all of your intentions are going. Always feel free to tag us on Instagram. I'm at BE Happy Healthy Human. Kathleen's at KBB323. And we would love to hear what you are doing and creating so that we can have this beautiful, connected, one world. Thank you all so much. I hope you have a fabulous day. And that light in me and in Kathleen, if I can speak for you, Kathleen,
please.
It is bowing to the light in each one of you. So namaste, my friends.
Namaste.
Bye.
Bye.